Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter. In the day of trouble, He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. From this psalm this morning, we will not be able to mine its depths as we ought. But again, I pray that you would do that this week if this speaks to you. But this morning, our exhortation will come from it. As we read Psalm 27, we see that obviously David is facing adversaries, and he is facing here those who are seeking, it says, to eat up his flesh. In the beginning, as we read, it says, though an army encamp against me, but you know, so we're not sure. But in the end, it says, here they are, those people who are. After David, those people, they breathe out violence, verse 12 says, and he begs the Lord not to give him up. But as we look through it, the first six verses, we see how first David is reminding himself who the Lord is amidst this trouble with his adversaries. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Obviously, if the Scriptures is revealing this question, if we think about ourselves, if we're asking this question, then something must be in opposition to me that I must remind myself, right? The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. We ask these questions of ourselves, knowing the answer, reminding ourselves that the Lord is with me, and I do not or should not fear or should not be afraid of any who come against me. Verse 2, we see it says the evildoers assail him to eat up his flesh. We think about this. We don't have any evildoers right now at our doorsteps. We don't have any evildoers in particular assailing us, an army encamped against us. But we do know that the Scripture teaches that the devil is like a prowling lion ready to devour us, that the devil is ready to devour us. He is our adversary. But, praise God, in the end of verse 2, it says, it is they who stumble and fall. The Lord protects him, David, as his adversaries approach. They stumble and fall. It's not he who does it, but the Lord causes them to stumble and fall. In this war, he says, he will be confident. And we see what one thing he is confident in. Verse 4, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. we talked about last week, inquiring of the Lord, that we heard from Ezekiel chapter 20 that the elders from Israel came with a plan already set to the priest, and that they were not coming to inquire of the Lord, that they did not set their hearts on the Lord's desire first. But this says, even when David is against his enemies, what's the most important thing should he do? What is he thinking about? What is he focusing on? It's to seek after. He will seek after dwelling with the Lord. He will seek after and inquire and gaze upon His beauty in the temple. That's what's most important. When the devil is encamped against us now, that's what is most important, that we keep our eyes on the beauty of the Lord, that we continue to inquire of Him. And as we read in verse 14, that we would wait on the Lord. And as we wait, what do? We do what verse 4 says. We diligently seek to dwell in His house. We diligently gaze upon Him, and we inquire of Him in the temple. And then as we read, well, when we do this, what promise do we have? Well, verse 6 says, "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord." The Lord has promised if this is what David will do, then this is what will happen. He will be lifted up above his enemies around him. We then this morning, my exhortation to you as we worship is that you would remember that you will be lifted up if you are one of God's children. If you are one that God has placed His affection on this morning, that you will be lifted up in the end, no matter how the devil may assail you and encamp against you now. We have a hope and a future to look toward. Look toward that this morning as we worship, and know that God is the victor. He will send His Son. He will return, and we will be raised up. It says that the sons of glory would be revealed. And I pray that we would trust in that. Again, I'm not mining all of it, but as you continue to read, David continues to cry out to the Lord. It's a real struggle here as he faces his adversaries. We should also do the same thing. And then we look to the Lord. And then we take courage in verse 14. Verse 13 and 14, David says, "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." That's our encouragement. We must believe that we will see that day when the Lord is victorious. Wait for the Lord then. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord, and in doing so, pursue Him with diligence.